Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, and I have a dictation from Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. Date of evaluation is 8/27/2022. Patient name is Anna, A-N-N-A, I-N-U-C-I-A, N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective and objective data. Anna was seen via doxy. She has consented for medication, PF, on video. She described that she is, has not been sleeping and getting depressed and having bad thoughts. On further elaboration, she indicated that her UTI is getting better and she is on taking an antibiotic. However, she also indicated that she is not going to funeral of one of her friend's death and has been having lot of bed bugs, period. And the guy came to spray it, but she remained in isolation, and they are going to come and after a week or so to put the mattress and check it. However, she is not healthy to do anything. She is getting bad nightmares, also complaining of lot of back pain. Although gabapentin and rubaxin has not been helping her, period. On she on further questioning, she indicated that she has been sleeping in a sofa, remain isolated and withdrawn from the community. Yet she also reported there is no one whom she can visit or she go to the community hall. I counsel her and showed concern about her bad living situation. She also indicated she cannot go to see the doctor as her car is not doing good. I further explained that she can call her daughter. Maybe that can help. She reported that nobody come to his room and nobody want to come here. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was sad, affect restricted. Grooming hygiene was marginal. She denied any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. Denied any auditory visual hallucination or any perceived delusion. She was attentive, appropriate, but was anxious. I further explained that her situation more in her living problem, and if she is not sleeping properly, there is a lot of anxiety and depression. Also, pain may be increased due to the stress, and she has to get some help from her friends and the neighbor. That's the only way it can be. You can go relief in her symptoms. She appreciate and understand. She also want to get a refill of the prescription as she is low on medication. I further explain the risk benefit of the medication. Like Celexa is given for anxiety and depression. Lamictal is a mood stabilizer. Seroquel also has a mood stabilizer and helps in sleep. And since she has been taking this combination, she has been doing fairly well and denied any side effect of the medication. She also on Aricept 5 milligrams for just memory. I explained her that I am going to give a 30-day supply of the medication and also give a refill. And her next appointment would be on July 18th. and someone called her to inform her, to which she agreed. Patient, after a session, show some comfort. This is the end of dictation. Then my doctor told me, and this is the only dictation I have for today. You can fax me at 248-828-9712. Thank you very much.